Surviving in a Global World.
Unit 1. Globalization and the Global Society. First, look at the four-frame cartoon below. Then discuss the question at the bottom of the cartoon with a partner or in small groups. Emily and Hayato are college students in Japan. They are grabbing a coffee at a cafeteria. Recently, we often hear the word globalization. How do you think globalization will impact Japan?
Japan is already impacted by foreign products and restaurants.
That's true.
Companies and schools will probably hire more people from abroad from now on.
That's a good point.
Don't you also think that hiring people from abroad would be a good strategy to solve the declining population issue in Japan?
Question. Do you think that hiring people from abroad would be a good strategy to solve the declining population issue in Japan? Key vocabulary. Write the letter of the word or phrase with the closest meaning next to the appropriate vocabulary word. 1. Thrive. 2. Connection. 3. Expensive. 4. Likewise. 5. Enable. 6. Impact. 7. Product. 8. Impression. 9. Resident. 10. Confidence. Reading. We live in an exciting time because of globalization. This word means that the physical borders created by countries are less restrictive. New developments in technology and convenient transportation methods have increased the opportunities for people to communicate from all over the world. Nowadays, people use computers to make friends, do business, and learn about other cultures and ways of life. We must learn new ways of thinking and communicating so we can thrive in this era of globalization. A global society is a one where people from across the globe are interconnected. These connections are formed through convenient international travel and developments in technology. In the past, it was very expensive and time-consuming to travel abroad. But now we can easily visit or live in other countries. Likewise, the internet has enabled people from different parts of the world to learn about each other and communicate. Living in a global society has already impacted your life. Think of the popularity of foreign music and movies in Japan. Foreign movies and music videos are products of a global society. For example, some American movie stars are immigrants or from immigrant families. Their clothes are not only produced in America, but also created by European designers. The movies themselves are often filmed outside the United States. Their audience is made up of people from all over the world who will share their impressions of the movie through social media. You should also be prepared to live in a global society. Learning to speak English well is a necessary step to enter this global society. In your lifetime, you will use English to communicate with foreign tourists and residents in Japan. You will also use English to communicate with others through the internet. Have confidence in your English ability, since there is a good chance the person you speak with will also be a non-native speaker of English. Don't worry about making small grammatical mistakes and proactively express your opinion. You should also be confident about Japan and introduce Japanese things such as manga, animation, and food to other people. It's a good idea to practice your language skills, enhance your communication skills, and discuss topics about Japan with others. As a result, you will be able to make contributions to a global society and become a global citizen. Listening practice. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks with the appropriate words based on the conversation. Akina was an exchange student at Larry's college last semester. She returned to Japan, but they maintained their friendship through the internet. They are chatting online. Hey, Akina, we really miss you at our school.
Thanks. I miss the U.S. too. What's new?
Your presence here really made other students interested in Japan.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. One of my classmates wants to study Japanese. She's very interested in classical Japanese literature, such as The Tale of Genji.
That's great. I really came to love American literature as well. The Great Gatsby is now one of my favorite books. I think it relates to our time.
That's true. Did you see the Hollywood movie?
I did, but I preferred the book.